This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
But on the other hand, in the US, regulators have also relaxed one of the most important banking rules put in place following the financial crisis, and that is the Volcker Rule, which was written after the 2008 crash to stop banks from making risky trades with their own money.
That's right. That crisis, more or less 10 years ago, resulted in huge bailouts from the U.S. government into the banks, and that therefore the U.S. government instituted this rule. Volcker actually was an ex-Fed Reserve chairman, and he suggested, which became a law, that banks shouldn't mix up their own capital with speculative trading on their proprietary desk. This is just to safeguard investors' bailout. Sorry, not investors, but the nation money used to bail out the bank. Mm. I think it was a very good rule. I'm not sure if it had any effect in reducing the degree of risk and speculative activity in the U.S. Markets, especially some of those very far-out exotic financial products that we really don't know about, right? The derivatives. Whether this Volcker Rule had the effect of just reining in the kind of toxic assets that caused the financial crisis 10 years ago.
I think the rule was also basically designed to re-establish the divide between commercial and investment banking, right? Because he actually hoped that, in a way, banks would take a step back, look at their proprietary books, and then take a more measured approach in terms of the risk and the reward. Because in the past, what happened in 2008 was banks just made so much money from securitization, trading of these derivatives, that at the end of the day, that was the focus of their business. They took on more risk than they should have. And when the crisis hit, there just wasn't any capital for them to go through the financial crisis of 2008. But things have changed. 2008 was an odd time in markets, and we come to 2019. Capital adequacy ratios have been put in place, one of which is Basel III. So banks are more mindful in terms of proprietary trading. And this Volcker rule, this new one, Volcker 2.0, also means that it's not the small banks that, it's only the small banks that can now take on more proprietary trading, not the big banks. So I guess the rules still apply to the likes of your Goldman's, to your JP Morgan's, to your Morgan Stanley's.
And this seems to be part of a much broader relaxing of the rules, right? Because it does seem to be the latest step by some of U.S. officials under Donald Trump to rewrite some of the laws designed to stave off a repeat of the financial crisis. I mean, last year, the Federal Reserve also eased rules for small and medium-sized banks to allow some of them to undergo stress tests once every 2 years instead of annually, right? As well as some to hold fewer liquid assets on their balance sheets.
Yeah, I think the problem today for the banks at large in the world, as we've seen with the problem of negative interest rates, is that banks around the world are not lending enough money to support the economy. And that's through no fault of theirs as well, because they have that profit-making imperative, right? Notwithstanding that change of heart yesterday by the Business Roundtable and Jamie Dimon, the leader of one of the biggest banks in the world, JP Morgan Chase. I mean, they are saying that they no longer want to just solely focus on profits today, but certainly there is a call for banks today to go out and lend more money to individuals, to businesses, in spite of the debt levels that we're seeing right now.
Embrace a social responsibility element.
Because
right?
Growth is so slow, rather than focusing on all these financial products where, you know, they're just trading among themselves. It doesn't really go into the economy.
It's a different time, right? I mean, the banks function on this capital adequacy ratio. So since 2008, because of the Basel requirements, where banks have to lock up more capital just in case there's a run on the bank, right? That also means the bank's ability to borrow, to lend out, has been curbed, right? Because you don't have that much capital to lend out as you did pre-2008. So yes, this whole thing about banks holding back is a function of the lessons learned in 2008. So it's hard for banks to change that mindset. The bar has been raised in terms of the adequacy, in terms, even in Malaysia, right? Prudent lending guidelines are the norm now. Banks take in a look more in terms of the financial history of a person, of a business, and they look at your debt servicing ratio. That's more important than it has ever been.
Well, these new rules will come into place at the start of next year, but banks may not have to comply with them until the following year. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.